Time now for Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Now, here's their host, Warren Franklin.
Welcome to a new show here on KYKN, Real Estate with Mariah and Spence. Hey, great to have you both on the air.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you. I'm Mariah.
And I'm Spencer.
Yeah, it's my husband Spencer.
what a good intro that one is. I'm Mariah and I'm Spence. What a great hook we got here.
We're a husband and wife real estate team here in the Willamette Valley. And we are just excited to be able to talk to you guys about real estate.
Yeah, and that's the whole goal, right? In real estate, there's a lot of education. There's a lot of things people don't know. There's a lot of things I didn't know. And once you get in these situations, you figure it out, you brainstorm, you ask, knowledge is power, right, Mariah? Mm-hmm. You've learned a ton in real estate since you first started, ain't that right?
Definitely.
and so what today's show is all about is really introducing our family, introducing ourselves when it comes to being first time on the air. So you guys actually can connect with us and get involved with our show as an audience because we want engagement. And we are actually going to be advertised on the website, KYKN1430.com. 1430kykn.com, excuse me. And then you can also find us on our personal website, the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group.com.
And it's just Vetrus Crawford Realty.
Oh, thank you.
Vetrus Crawford Realty.com, no group.
Okay, there you go. And then also find us on YouTube. So there's multiple ways you can find Mariah and I. We'll go over that again. But simply put, we are around and we're in the area. A little bit about myself, Spencer Crawford. I met Mariah, obviously, when we were in high school. She's sitting right next to me. She's amazing. She's beautiful. She's
blonde.
We go
way back.
We do go way back. And we have an 11-month-year-old daughter.
Yeah, almost a year.
She's fabulous, right?
She's a lot of fun.
She can almost walk.
Yeah, she's trying. She's crazy in a good way, but she's all over the place.
She's
a lot of fun.
She's got some spunk to her, just like her mother. So her birthday is January 25th, so that's coming up. So we just had that this in the year of 2020, which has been an amazing change and blessing to our lives that we've gotten to incorporate within our business, because our business is family. Mm-hmm. And that's really what we strive and really look to. And that's why we are so successful in this business, servicing the Mid-Willamette Valley.
You've brought her with you to, showings before. And, it's amazing. Buyers don't mind at all. And it's just fun.
Who doesn't want to meet a little cute baby? She's adorable. And I could go on and on about Ashford all day. But when it comes to about us personally, I think it's really important for the audience to know a little bit about our background. So today's show is going to be interpreting that, as well as getting into real estate a little bit towards the end. We're going to share some personal things about us. We're going to go into how Mariah got into real estate and myself, and then we can go over where people can find us, real estate tip of the week, and also we're going to choose a listing of the week that you guys can actually search today and find.
And we always want it to be something interesting, something that we think there's something interesting or unique about that we think you might be interested in taking a look at or hearing about. So
right, and it's always usually going to be personal, right? We chose this real estate tip of the week because this was actually a situation Mariah has been in, learned from, educated her clients about, and moved on and just influenced her business even more. But a little bit about myself. Is that okay if I go into that one right now?
Go for it. Yeah, I was just going to say, why don't you...
Yes.
A little bit about you.
So, growing up, let's just use that as a title. There's a lot of background when it comes to me and sports. Originally, I'm born here in Salem, just like a lot of y'all. And I was raised in Mill City until I was about 7. So, it's a little canyon town. 4th of July, if you haven't been there, go visit every 4th of July. They have the most amazing fireworks, community atmosphere you could ever want. But I grew up in Mill City. We had a nice 2-bed, 1-bath house right next to the mountain. It was a great workout. I remember times my dad, my brother and I were a handful. And when those times happened, he said, oh, time to do some push-ups. Oh, time to go for a run. Time to go chop wood. So he really enforced a work ethic into us, which I'm 100% grateful for and love. But sports have been a big part of my background. Wrestling has been always a part of my life. Since I was 4 years old, we started. And my brother, he actually wrestled for Oregon State Beavers. He wrestled at 197, and he moved up to heavyweight his last 2 years. And he was very, very successful for the Oregon State Beavers, and I couldn't be prouder of him. We then transitioned to Turner, Oregon, which is 5 minutes away from Cascade, or 5 minutes away from Salem, excuse me. We grew up going to Cascade High School.
Which is where we met, man.
And there's a huge story about that school. My family's alumni, so is Mariah's. So we bleed, as they say, black and yellow. Go Cougs. And so we wrestled for them, obviously. Won a couple state championships there. And I could not have done it without a lot of influences in my life. And Mariah's a big part of that. And I want her to share a little bit about our story when we were in high school and how we met, actually. Let the audience hear about that.
So me and Spencer met when we were, well, we met when we were about 12 years old when I started going to Cascade. Sounds really weird to say.
That was wild.
I know. So fun fact, when we were 14 and 15 years old, we got seated next to each other on the first day of a new, the new spring term in our science class. And the teacher had everyone go around and say, like, where you will be in 5 years from now. And Spencer, being the, you know, jokester that he is, he stood up, and we didn't really know each other yet at the time, but he stood up and said that in 5 years, he'll be married to me. And in exactly 5 years from that time, we got married.
Which was super weird.
That was in the spring, and then we got married in the spring, and we didn't plan.
I wasn't thinking about marriage.
Get married young. That just happened. Yeah, you were totally joking.
Call it a joke. It was confidence. I was just trying to get the girl.
How that happened. Yeah. So we been together for a really long time, and now we work together. We've been married for a while now, and we've been working together and just killing it in real estate.
Yeah. And one thing I think Mariah forgot to share is how she actually played so hard to get. I had to go to one of her best friends and say, hey, is this girl into me? I didn't know. I wasn't used to these cues or me having...
I don't remember that.
Oh my gosh, man. Zoe, your friend. Oh my gosh, man. I think she even told me, nah, she's not interested in you. I didn't know what to do at that point because I had invested so much time and energy, and all science class aside, I was just being my little confident self there. But I had no idea this would have ever happened. And
who knew?
We'd be together.
Selling real estate together someday.
Seriously, and it's been a trip.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to find out how both Mariah and Spence got back into real estate.
Welcome back to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Here's their host, Warren Franklin.
Welcome back. We're going to find out now how Spence and Mariah got into real estate.
So I, when I got into real estate, it was actually super random how it all happened, because I just remember being a senior in high school and really having no clue what I wanted to do. I wanted to be able to work for myself somehow, and I really didn't see myself going to college. I wasn't the best student, and I didn't enjoy school the best. And I remember towards the fall time of my senior year, I had all my friends were looking into or knew where they were going to go to college, and I looked into so many different options, and nothing just seemed right. And I remember one day very specifically just saying, like, okay, God, you're going to have to just drop something right in front of me, because I have no clue what I'm going to do, and I'm done looking. So you're just going to have to pop something right in front of me, because I'm not going to look anymore. And shortly after that, my sister had randomly just suggested to me, like, why don't you look into real estate? I think you'd be good at that. And as soon as she said that, I just loved the idea of it. And I knew in my heart that's what I wanted to do, even though I honestly had no clue what realtors did. I knew nothing about real estate. I didn't grow up in a, you know, real estate family or around realtors at all. But as soon as she said that, I knew that's what I wanted to do. And This was, I think, probably November of my senior year. I turned 18 in January. And so as soon as she said that, I signed up for real estate school, which started in January as soon as I turned 18 and took classes at night while I was in high school. And the more I learned about it, the more I loved it and realized that it was like literally the perfect job for my personality type and skill set. And then Spencer, he ended up joining me a few years later. I became a top producer at my company, Berkshire Hathaway, after a couple years in the business. And then my husband joined me and we've been loving it ever since.
Yeah, and you really took the bull by the horns. When I'm not kidding, you can hear some stories. Because didn't when you first got interviewed at Berkshire Hathaway, didn't they deny you because your age? They're like, yeah, I don't think you got what it takes.
They said that they didn't think it would be a good idea for someone who was, I mean, right out of high school to be. They said there's no way, you know, it's just is not you what now. You think it is. You won't be able to. So I asked for another interview because I knew that's where I wanted to be. I wanted Berkshire Hathaway. It was such a great company, and I'm so thankful that they gave me a chance, and here we are now.
Seriously. And I only hear these stories. I was obviously around, but I was in a different job. I was doing our own thing, making money somewhere else.
And who knew you'd be in real estate, which I don't know why we didn't think of you joining me sooner.
It's
because
funny. Yeah.
You're so good at it and it fits you so well, but and you love it as well, but I don't know why we should have done it sooner, but.
Yeah, in hindsight, I mean, it's a no-brainer. Why didn't we both do this at the same time? Mm-hmm. But then again, I don't take it back because my previous job, I was actually working in upholstery. It's a trade. I learned the upholstery business, and that has been unbelievable because now I know a trade and I can sew any seat literally that's set in front of me and replace panels and stuff. So I was doing Portland, and during this time period, Mariah and I, we just got married, and I was just kind of done, you know, driving, and it just wasn't a lifelong thing for me that I really wanted to do, if that makes sense. And I'm sure a lot of you guys have been there and you're just like, what do I do next? And Mariah just dropped it on, hey, go into business with me. Go and start taking your real estate license course and go pass your test. So 8 months later, that's exactly what I did. I continued to work through going to night school and finally passed that test. And then we get into the business together and we're just like, wow.
This was like
what
the best decision we ever made.
Yeah, because I mean, not only are there two of us, but there are two very strong individuals that are willing to do what it takes, that are willing to go out and prospect, that are willing to just not sit with our thumbs and say, hey, please someone call me. Mm-hmm. We're actually going out in the field and getting business, which there's a lot of people that just expect referrals. And honestly, a lot of our business did not come referrals. You agree?
I didn't get a single referral for at least a few years into the business because, I mean, I was so young. My friends weren't buying and selling and my friends' parents didn't trust me because
it was hard.
I was the same age as their kid. And, you know, so it took a while of really proving to people that I do know what I'm doing and I can, you know, do a great job at being your realtor and selling your home for you. But it took working with people who didn't know us first to give us that shot and then do a great job for them. And then,
right. And look
you
at
know,
you
that
now.
Trust comes, but
seriously. And that's, I get to brag about you often and it's like, look at you now. I'm so proud of you and you jumping in the real estate and then influencing me as your husband to get into the business with you. Are you kidding me?
That's, and now we just
who
have
gets
fun
to do
every
that?
Day.
Seriously, who gets to do that? I get it. We get our daughter, we get a roll and just get in the car, go to appointments, book appointments, service people, just do what it takes. And that's the American dream, honestly. I mean, if you live in America, 2020 has been a weird year. And we are very, very blessed. And that's why we're here. We're here to share that knowledge, get you guys connected, answer your questions, and get the job done, simply. And that's at the Vetches Crawford Realty Group, Berkshire Hathaway. So what got me into the business, though, like I said, Mariah just dropped that off. I did night school.
What changed your mind? I've never asked you that before. Did something change your... Because before, you'd never really... Even though it aligned with your skills and like you always would have been good at it, you never had really any interest in it. Was there something
that's
that
a good
changed
question.
Your mind, or did it just kind of...
You know, a big part of it was our situation with that previous job. It wasn't that it was a bad job or anything. I was making money. It was just not something I saw myself as an end goal or a life goal. And I can always go back to that as well, because in reality, it's a franchise business that we can grow and go somewhere else with on top of real estate. So I'm really grateful for that, 100%.
All right, what we're going to do is we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we've got kind of like the home that you have that you're going to talk about. Mm-hmm. And we even have a real estate tip that's coming up too. Back right after this.
Welcome back to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Here's their host, Warren Franklin.
Welcome back, and we're talking with Mariah and Spence, and I've been waiting anxiously to hear about this real estate tip, Mariah.
So something that Spencer and I wanted to do was every week have just a super quick real estate tip of the week for you guys. So this week, the tip that we wanted to have was about how if it is not in writing, it's doesn't exist. It's not in writing.
Means nothing.
It doesn't matter. It means absolutely nothing. The statute of fraud says everything must be in writing. And a quick little story to tie into this tip is a couple months back, I had some buyers that were moving here from out of state, and they we've written quite a few offers, as most buyers are right now in today's market. It's extremely competitive for buyers. So they, at this point, they didn't want to ask for the fridge to be included in their offer. They didn't want to ask for it to be included in the home because it makes it a little bit weaker of an offer, and they just didn't care enough to, they wanted it to be as strong of an offer as possible. And the sellers told us, don't worry about it. Don't worry about putting it in writing because we are going to leave the fridge anyway. So that's what we were told verbally by the sellers. And the buyers, like I said, they decided not to put it in their offer. And so they move here from California, they get to the house, and there's no fridge. And there's nothing we can do about it because it wasn't in writing. And like I said, they didn't, you know, it wasn't that big of a deal to them, but to put in the offer because of that.
They knew.
But we were told, yeah, and I explained this to them up front, but I'd never had it actually happen. I explained to them, you know, when we wrote the offer that if it's not in writing, there's no guarantee, but I'd never actually seen that happen before, so...
So verbally,
verbal doesn't mean anything.
You were told by them that the fridge would stay.
I was told by the seller, by the listing agent, that it would for sure stay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then after it closed, the fridge just wasn't there.
Yeah. And they're wanting to know, what can we do? How can we? We're expecting this fridge, but I mean, you can't do anything.
What are you going to do?
You can't do anything.
Right. Okay. So that's a really big tip.
That is our tip of the week.
Seriously. If you're worried about it, if in the back of your head, you're saying, hey, this should be in writing. Hey, this could go south.
Yeah.
Hey, this item won't be here. And it's usually when it comes to personal property that these things happen.
If it's a big deal to you, then definitely put it in writing.
Yes.
Or it might not be.
Get your broker, your real estate professional, keyword professionals, to A, give you the advice, and then B, make it happen and put it in writing. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because that's huge. I mean, for some people, not having a fridge, moving from California, you have food, you've probably been hungry, you got a 16-hour car ride, you're going to Safeway. Could you imagine?
Oh, man.
I mean, man. So, but they made it happen. They're happy. So that's good. No, that's a really good tip of the week. Mm-hmm. You mentioned them being from California, though. Mm-hmm. How'd you contact them? Or
so
they contact
they
you?
They contacted me through our YouTube channel. We actually work with a lot of out-of-state clients who are moving here and come to us through our YouTube videos, because there's a lot of people moving to this area, to Salem, Corvallis, all over here, just because these people that were, they're living in California. I mean, they're from all over, but a lot of them that we're working with are from California, and they're moving here because their work is saying you're not going to go back to work from the office. You can work from home, you know, for the unforeseeable future.
2020.
So if you can work anywhere, then might as well live somewhere where they can afford a backyard for their kids, because in California, you know, they couldn't get as much for their money. So we're seeing that a lot.
So they came to you from YouTube and asked for your advice. Mm-hmm. Okay. What channel was that? Plug in her.
You can find us on Salem Oregon Homes with Mariah Vetris Crawford. And on that channel, we share tips for anyone who is thinking about buying, selling, or investing in real estate, or for anyone moving to Salem, living in Salem, moving to Salem.
We work with a lot of
relocation clients. So yeah. Find us on there.
It's helpful. It's helpful.
Yep.
And these broadcasts as well, we're going to have a YouTube channel for those. They'll be posted in the 1st of January. You can also find them at 1430kykn.com. But if you want the live view and footage, we're going to be posting that on another YouTube channel called Real Estate with Mariah and Spence. Yep. And they're just going to be numbered, show one, show two, so on. Yep. So another thing we want to reiterate on every show is a listing of the week.
Yes. So like I mentioned earlier, we wanted to share a listing that we find interesting or that we think you would want to see or hear about. So this week's listing, it is located in Portland, but it can be moved. It is a luxury tiny home, and it was built in Tualatin, and Ooh. It is 200 square feet, but with the loft, it's 220, but that loft can actually fit a king size bed. So, everything in the home is luxury. It has a copper bathtub, and, I mean, it's all custom. It's a very cool home.
Hey, it was on HDO or what?
It was featured on HGTV show Tiny Luxury. So,
which is pretty cool.
It's a Tudor style home. If you're not familiar with that, it looks kind of like an old English villagey. It's really
cool.
Cute. So, if
it's
anyone
really cool.
wants to check it out, the listing, you can find it by looking up 6932 Southeast 108th Avenue in Portland. And speaking of tiny homes, there is a tiny home community if someone's interested in that. Here in Salem or just south of Salem, Hope Valley Resorts, definitely check them out.
Seriously, and that's exactly where this client of yours is heading.
Mm-hmm.
She's transitioning from this tiny home to Hope Valley Resorts.
Because there they have a sense of community. There's so many amenities. There's a fishing pond. There's walking, hiking trails. I mean, super, super cool versus just having a tiny home in your own lot without that
right there's no sense
nature,
of community.
Community it's pretty cool.
Yeah, so Hope Valley Resorts, it's located right off of I-5, off Enchanted Way. I've been out there a few times. It's an awesome park. You got hiking trails, sports equipment, tennis courts. I actually played pickleball there quite a bit, and just there's over I believe 70 acres to roam and have your own, and there's even a fishing pond, which I have caught a fish there before, which was pretty thrilling. So that's pretty fun, and to have in our local community, Hope Valley Resorts is a tiny home community. That's something different. If you haven't heard of it, go to hopevalleyresorts.com and check that out. But you can also give them a call at 503-371-0555. That's 503-371-0555. And then the last thing I want to end us with is, where can people find us, Mariah? I know you said that a little bit earlier, but give them everything.
All right. They can find us at VetrusCrawfordRealty.com. They can find us at, like I said earlier, Salem Morgan Homes with Mariah Vetrus Crawford, or just call 503-689-5955.
Or you can call Spencer at 503-507-3666. That's 503-507-3666. I'm a 24/7 agent. I'm there for you.
That does it for today. Join us again every Saturday, 9:30 a.m. right here on 1430 KYKN.
You've been listening to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence, right here on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.